reach for the fucking stars.
You get to say fuckface all day.
That is deep.
Sorry, did you say fruit roll-up toilet paper?
Because it's very confusing right now.
What the fuck is this?
Total nuts.
And that's a nugget of wisdom.
You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Star Week.
Oh, man, people. This week is going to be insane.
Yeah, we're reaching for the stars.
Reaching for the fucking stars, Miles. Yeah, I got all these amazing friends, actors, comedians, and I wanted to elaborate their asses, too. Because you know what? They need transformation, Miles. Trans-for-fucking-mation. That's how that word should have been made, Miles. Trans-for-fucking-mation.
Well, I thought they were already amazing. But anyway, our hope is that by the end of the week, your life will be changed. But here's the thing. If you want to experience that change, you got to tune in every day this week. That's right. A new celebrity guest is joining us each day to help us break down a quote. I'm talking people like the great Roy Wood Jr., Martin Starr, speaking of stars, Cheryl Hines from Curb, famous sidekick Andy Richter. He's my hero.
That's right, Miles. Welcome to the Star Week with our very first guest, Mrs. Wanda Sykes. Ah, we back. Man, and when I say back, I mean, I missed y'all. And I know this damn show, May I Elaborate, helps your ass get back on track. A lot of you motherfuckers out there got off track since we last spoke to each other. And I'm gonna tell you one thing. A lot of things we talk about on this damn podcast come down to one basic premise. That life is filled with a lot of damn choices to make. And you got no choice but to make them. You got no goddamn choice but to make them because you got responsibilities. Now, sometimes you're going to make the right one and sometimes you're going to make the wrong one. And that's when you fucked up. And sometimes you're going to make a right one that turns out to be a wrong one. And sometimes you're going to make a wrong one that turns out to be a right one. That's life. That's just how life is, man. You make choices, and right or wrong, you deal with the consequences. Now, look, even though I took the time to say all that, that is not what the fuck I want to talk about. I want to talk about the times you make a decision and then change your mind right in the goddamn middle. You got other people caught up in that shit, and you change your goddamn mind. Those are the times you fuck your own damn self up. Hey Wanda,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that sign they have at the exit of parking garages? And it reads this shit very clearly, a fucking warning. Backing up can cause severe tire damage. You ever see that shit?
Yes.
It's like a bunch of motherfucking forks and shit in the goddamn ground. And you ain't supposed to back the fuck up once you pass that threshold.
Right.
Now, you go over that shit, you remember some shit you forgot, and then you try to back the fuck up and fuck up all your goddamn tires.
Gone. Mm-hmm.
Now, you either fuck up the two back tires because you're trying to back up to get back in that bitch, or all four goddamn tires, depending on how aggressive your ass is.
Right.
And now you have compounded shit because you've done this shit before. And now your wife said, again, Edwin, or whatever the fuck your goofy ass name is, you have done this stupid shit before because you don't read the goddamn signs.
Don't read the signs.
And now you blocking other motherfuckers from leaving. They bumping the fucking horn. Your fucking wife yelling at your ass and shit. You compounded the fucking problem. AAA guy showed the fuck up. He a smart ass. He a fucking smart ass. You want to fuck him up because he getting smart with you. Your wife fucking still yelling. Motherfucker still bumping the goddamn horn. See, you have compounded that shit on top of life and you a fucking life up.
Because you didn't read the sign, right?
Because you ain't read the fucking sign because you tried to back up in life. Sometimes you guys got to move forward in life. Move forward. Life is about momentum. That's all life is. Fucking momentum. So I tell you people out there, momentum. Do the shit. Let the shit go. Let life go the way the fuck you're supposed to go. Don't sit there fucking stopping halfway. Don't fuck your goddamn tires up.
So you're saying be decisive.
Be, Miles, I love your clarity. Be decisive.
You could have just said that. Well, you know, I'm going to be decisive and start the show. Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Now, normally each day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. But today, he won't be squeezing alone. Joining him is a renowned and beloved comedian, actor, writer, producer, and comedian. And yes, I said comedian twice, because saying comedian once for our incredibly funny guest just wouldn't be enough. Currently, she executive produces and stars in the hit Netflix series, The Upshaws. And on top of all of that, she's just plain wonderful and brilliant. Please welcome one of my former bosses, Wanda Sykes. Yay.
Hello. Thanks for having me. This is interesting.
Isn't it fun? You know,
mm-hmm. I said interested. We're going to wait before we get to fun, but it's interesting right now.
Yeah, that was a specific choice of words there.
Touching people right now, you know, we're touching their ass right now. You know, now, I'm going to tell you one thing, though. You know, Wanda and I have worked together on so many amazing projects. You know, we're both on Curb Enthusiasm, of course, but we never had a scene together.
No, I know. That would have been fun.
I have mentioned that shit to Larry several times. I said, God damn it, Larry. How come Wanda and I have not had a scene together? You know, and you know what they call Larry around the set?
What?
They call him the hog, Larry the hog. He'll hog you. Motherfucker will hog you and never let anybody else work with you sometimes.
Uh-huh. You know? Oh, he does that with you too, yeah.
Fuck yeah, he does. He's a hog.
Yeah.
We call him Larry the hog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know who made that up? Richard Lewis made that shit up.
I like Rich, yeah.
He's a hog, JB. He's a hog, JB. He's a fucking hog. That's a pretty good Richard Lewis.
That's a good.
He's
that was a good hog. One.
Uh-huh. He's a fucking hog.
Larry.
And we go, Wanda and I go back. We go back. We really go back, man.
Way back.
Oh, way back. Even before Last Comic Standing stuff and Curb stuff, we go back. You know, and you know what people always, I'm going to ask you this right here. Do people ever run up to your ass and bring up Pootie Tang?
Oh, yeah.
All the time, right?
I get Biggie Shorty all the time.
There's some real diehard Pootie Tang fans out there, and we appreciate y'all. But I'm telling you, they'll stop you in the airport. Oh, my God, man. It's like a cult classic, man. People love it.
It is, yeah. They sadate you all the time. Right?
I thought I'd tell you all the goddamn time. I love it, man. That was really something to do, that movie, man. It was, you know, so many amazing comedians in the movie and so many great moments, man. And working low budget is something else, you know. It wasn't like it's a big blockbuster.
Yeah.
It was hot as hell.
Hot as hell. I was here to say, remember how hot it was? Oh, my gosh.
It was, like, unbelievable. Like, you couldn't believe it. Like, goddamn.
Right.
Woo!
And then that one day at the when Pootie was at the club, we were all excited, like, oh, good, we get to work inside today. Get out this sun. Get to go inside. And it was hot as hell. It was like...
It was hot inside, too.
There was really... no AC in that building. It was just hot.
A goddamn warehouse.
Yeah, no air was in there. It was just, oh, my God. It was crazy.
But we got that shit done, man. And now it's like a cult classic, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. But we're going to have fun on this right here. And, yeah, we're going to go deep today.
You want today's quote?
Fuck yeah. Miles, hey, give us a quote. Let me see what's waiting for people out there.
So today's quote comes from the calendar. Keep calm and carry on. The flow of water carves rock a little bit at a time. And our personhood is carved, too, by the flow of our habits. By Jonathan Safran Foer.
I like to read this shit back sometimes just to get to, just so I can feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to hear it in my ear, like I feel it in my voice, in my own delivery, Miles, if you don't fucking mind.
I'd rather you do it the way I did it, but...
No, I'm not negating the way you did it. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I kind of got it. I got it, JP. And... I liked how, yeah, Miles' voice, his cadence and everything was very soothing. It touched me. I got it. But if you need to say it in your way, JB.
I gotta say it.
Okay.
And I already said, Miles, no disrespect to the way you said that shit, Miles, but sometimes I gotta feel that shit in my own cadence. You understand?
Okay.
The flow of water carves rock. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit at a time. Not all the same fucking time, but a little bit at a time. And our personhood is carved, too, by the flow of our habits. God damn, I love it. See, I got it even more. Dude, the way you said it, Miles, was good. But the way I say it, you know, resonates more with, my sensibilities.
My esteem is just on a roller coaster ride. I think we should take a break and think about this quote and come back and dig in.
Let's go.
Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, and whatever way you want to hear it in your head, this is the way I'm saying it. The flow of water carves rock a little bit at a time, and our personhood is carved too by the flow of our habits.
Now, here's what I say. When you were a kid, did you ever have someone tell you, don't cross your eyes? If you do, your eyes will get stuck that way. I heard that shit 1,000 times when I was a fucking kid, man. I'm sure you heard that shit, Wanda.
Yeah.
Don't keep doing that because your eyes will get stuck like that.
Especially if the wind blows. If you do it and the wind blows, oh, boy. Man, that's it. You cross-eyed.
You fucked up your eyes. You don't fuck your eyes up. Now, you thought they meant, you know, if you cross your eyes that one time, they would get stuck that way. But the truth is, it's not about doing something one time. It's about making some shit a habit. Based on this quote, making sure the habit that will fuck you up. Now, you ever heard the expression? Now, look here now. People say shit all the time. Now, look here now. Don't make this shit a habit.
That's a statement. That's not an expression. That's just...
No, people say it all the time, Miles. It's an expression. People say shit all the time. It's a statement, but people say shit all the time. Somebody said that shit to me last fucking week. Said, that's what happened to that damn kid, Miles, and Wanda. See, that little crossing his eyes motherfucker thought doing that shit was funny. He thought this shit was funny. Now, I say this. Stop pretending your ass is cockeyed. That shit ain't funny. That shit will fuck your life up, man. If you forcing yourself to be cockeyed, you know, see, your dumb ass made a habit of it. And see, you made a habit of that shit. Someone told you to stop doing it, but you made a habit out of it and you kept fucking doing it. Now you stuck the rest of your goddamn life looking at your motherfucking nose. Looking at your, that's the only way you can see your fucking nose without a mirror is to cock your eyes inward, looking at the bridge of your motherfucking nose. And now you fucked your eyes up. Now you gotta spend the rest of your life looking at your goddamn nose.
The more you laugh at him saying cockeyed, the more he's gonna say it too.
I'm sorry, but it's just a funny word.
It is a funny-ass word.
And then coming out of JB's mouth, it makes you laugh. And here I was thinking about, like, procrastination and, you know, being late. That's something that's a habit. And eventually, you're just that late motherfucker all the time now, you know?
And that's where don't make this shit a habit comes in play.
But you went to cockeyed. Okay.
Yeah, cockeyed. Uh-huh. All I'm saying is this. There's no benefit to you in staring at your goddamn nose that much.
Right.
Okay. So you're quickly into the quote, JB. I give you credit. You're already into our personhood is carved too by the flow of our habits. What else you got?
Don't make that shit a habit. That's some shit you say to a motherfucker who's always asking to borrow money too. You know, they ask to borrow money on a non-payday Friday. But your ass ends up loaning him the fucking money because you know why? You're a nice person. You know, and people out there, I don't mind you being a nice person. But before he walks away, you hit his ass with this. Look here. Don't make this shit a habit, motherfucker. I got my own fucking family and shit like that, you know? Just let you hand it to him. Just let you hand that money to him. But just as he grabs that fucking money to take it out of your hand, you squeeze that money a little bit. I mean, just for dramatic effect. You hold on to it for another few seconds just to let this motherfucker know that this shit don't grow on trees. Motherfucker, money don't... You squeeze that money and y'all like a tug of war a little bit. He's trying to pull, but you holding that shit while he pulling it. And you hit him one more time with that shit. This shit don't grow on trees.
Uh-huh.
This shit don't grow on trees, motherfucker. And don't make this shit a habit.
Uh-huh. Okay, But Jamie, what if, okay, you give them the money, right? They borrow the money from you, and then they turn around and walk in and pay their phone bill. Is it that different, or does it fall into?
That's different.
Okay.
I know you're in trouble. Your phone off. Your gas is off. Your lights is off. I get that one. Now, here's what I got a problem with. I got a problem with if the person that work there is standing there and you giving this motherfucker directly the money directly, and this motherfucker's on lunch break, that I got a problem with. If that gas person or a person that keep the lights on is on lunch break, and you say, this little something right here to put on that that bill I owe you, and this motherfucker looking at you like, motherfucker, I'm having lunch. I'm off duty right now. What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't take money, just straight money, you know? You gotta pay that. You gotta pay that shit through the app or you gotta set up auto pay or some shit like that. Do I look like auto pay, motherfucker? Do I look like auto pay?
To Wanda's scenario, though, what if, so you gave them the money and they went and paid a phone bill, but it was their side chick's phone bill. Now, they're paying a phone bill that's going to be cut off.
Right.
But it's their, and not even their wife's phone bill, it's their side chick's. How's that?
Now I'm really pissed off now. You mean to tell me this ain't going to your current place where your wife and children are? This is going to a side chick house?
She's talking about leaving me, though.
Oh, I'm pissed the fuck off now.
You got to talk to the side chick. You don't want her just showing up at your house, or, you know.
Yeah, she's threatened him.
Yeah, right? She if anybody needs a phone, she needs the phone, right?
I get it. But just don't do that shit in front of me. Don't do that shit in front of me. Because now I'm part of this story. I'm part of the excuse.
You're an accessory.
I'm a fucking accessory.
Uh-huh.
See? And now you put me on the spot. Now I become your alibi or some shit. I don't want to be the alibi motherfucker either. Oh, have you ever been an alibi person?
Yeah, I was with Wanda type situation.
Oh my God, that is the worst shit to make a habit out of. Don't make a habit out of using me.
Right.
Don't make a habit of this shit, because somewhere along the line, I'm going to fuck up.
Right.
I'm going to fuck up the story somewhere along the line. I'm going to fuck all this up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mean to.
No, you don't mean to. But I'm gonna fuck it up eventually if you keep going to me and making it a habit. See, going back to the quote, if you make me a habit, I'm gonna fuck all this up. I'm gonna back up and fuck all the tires up.
Okay, so getting back to the quote, the flow of water carves rock a little bit at a time. A personhood is carved too. So you definitely have made the case for bad habits. So now you're making it seem like habits are only bad. Can we cultivate good habits?
Absolutely.
See, Miles, I have to focus on what the bad habit does. I'm sorry if I elaborated too fucking much, but this becomes when that shit starts happening, Miles and Wanda, when the scenario we just created happens,
which is rare, but
extremely,
you squinch your fucking face up in disbelief. You know that fucking frustration you're feeling in that damn moment is causing you to squint your fucking face up. Now, every time someone asks you for money, you find yourself squinching your eyes up and your forehead down. You know? And as the saying goes, one squinch leads to another. That's what the saying says.
No one. I've never heard that.
Oh, it's out there. It's fucking out there. And
no one has ever said one.
Of course it is. They say it all the time.
Squinch.
One squinch leads to another.
Never heard.
It's a daily thing for me.
No one has ever said that.
I agree.
No one.
No, it does. And now...
Don't contradict Wanda.
I'm not going to let y'all debunk me and shit. Is that what fuck debunking is? You two are debunkers. Stop debunking motherfuckers and shit. Stop debunking. You know, see, that has become your habit now.
Uh-huh.
Every time some bullshit happen and somebody asks for fucking money, you squint your fucking face up. Like, you can't believe this has become a habit. Now you're skeptical and of others, and your skeptical ass has created a flow of damn skepticism. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now, every time some shit's happened, you squint your fucking face together. You squinting your shit.
The lines in the rock are now the lines carved into your face.
Miles, perfect fucking analogy. That's what the fuck I mean by that fucking water in this goddamn quote.
Right. So you still are living in the negative. You gave us squinch lines, worry lines. Where are the laugh lines? Where are the good habits?
Here we go. Now, I'll say this. Now, creating habits over time is not always a bad thing. Now, take raising kids. Juan, you're raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Think of the flow you could help carve out over time if you constantly complimented your dumbass kids. Right? Not that your kids are dumb, but...
No, I'm not stopping you.
As a broad stroke of kids out there who don't know shit, therefore they are dumbass kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rather than shooting their hopes and dreams down, how about this? I'm saying, even with the dumbest shit they do, try to find some positive in it. Try to find some positive shit in it instead of focus on the obvious damn negative. For instance, you say, sweetie, now you know I've been on you to select the college, but just look at you over there applying for admission to Hogwarts. You know what I mean? All on your own. Look at you. You seen that movie and got inspired. Miles, that's the name of that school, right? In Harry Potter, right?
Did you say Hogwarts or Hogwarts?
I think he said...
Which one is it? Is it Hogwarts or Watts?
Warts.
That's what the fuck it is. That's what the fuck it is, Miles. It's Hog something.
Hogwarts.
That's what the fuck it is. Yeah, see, I seen that movie one time by accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, like, you ever go to sleep while another movie's on and you wake up in the middle of Harry Potter thinking it's the same goddamn movie from earlier? Like, you watch some Fast and Furious you dozed off on Fast and Furious, and then you wake up and fucking Harry Potter's on, and they're talking about some fucking Hogwarts or some shit like that. You think it's the same goddamn movie. You say, what the fuck is going on here? You know what I mean?
I could see how that could happen.
So anyway, look at you. You're applying for admission to Hogwarts all on your own. And you say, it's just got to be accredited, right? You know, you always say, I wonder if that bitch is accredited. You know, Miles, you think that school is accredited? And what the fuck is accredited? I always hear that term on those college commercials and shit. Accredited. What the fuck is accredited, Wanda? What does the fuck does that mean? Accredited. Is Hogwarts school accredited? What the fuck is accredited?
You know, it means they're legit. The school is legit.
So if they use the term, come and apply to Hogwarts, the shit is accredited. If they say that shit, it's all good.
No, it's not a real school.
Fuck you mean it's not a real school?
Hogwarts, it's not a real school.
Of course it's a real goddamn school. The shit is in the movie. Kids, you see the fucking kids there sitting in the goddamn chairs and shit.
It's a movie.
Well, it's in a documentary.
Yeah.
But I don't think, let's not get hung up on that.
Let's not get too deep in.
No, I don't want to get too deep, but I mean, if it's, shit gotta be, I know shit gotta be accredited.
Listen, I'll look for literature on it and try to get some to you.
Yeah, I've always been fascinated by the word Hogwarts.
Uh-huh.
Now, I heard it got a sister school called Rooster Rash, or how about Goat Eczema? That'd be a dope ass name for a school too.
Just animals with skin conditions.
Yeah.
Like pig herpes.
Oh man,
that's a junior college.
That's the undergrad, exactly.
But still accredited. That's the question. Is it still accredited?
And no, it would be answers no.
I'd hate to see the team mascot, is all I'm saying on that one.
Hey, I would love to be I tell you one thing, I would love to be a teacher at one of them goddamn schools. I always wanted to be a teacher. If I'm going to be a teacher, I would want to be a teacher at fucking Hogwarts, you know? And I'll tell you one thing, I'll be a disciplinarian. I would be like, if some shit go down, I'm on your ass, you know? If I catch a student fucking around, I would make that motherfucker disappear. Pull that wand out and make that bitch disappear and disapprove a point that make his ass reappear. But when I make him reappear, he'll have shit missing, like his fucking thumbs or his goddamn ankles and shit. Make that motherfucker ankleless. He needs some. Hey, now that motherfucker's calves go straight down into his motherfucking feet. Motherfucker. Tell you, I'm fucking around in my class. Abracadabra, motherfucker. Blah! Make your ass disappear. Everybody goes, oh. Then I go, wow, he's back with no motherfucking ankles. You see? Shit. You know how much of an inconvenience that shit is? Don't have no goddamn ankles, Wanda?
You need ankles. You need ankles. You can't point your toes. You can't do it. Nothing. You just, yeah.
You need them motherfucking ankles, man. You need them. You know, your ankles should be flexible, like a goddamn Swiffer. Now, if your fucking ankles could turn backwards, oh my fucking God. That just saves you so much pain and suffering, man. Don't fucking feet could turn, reverse your goddamn feet.
Yeah, like an airport, like your carry-on, the roller bag.
You goddamn, your feet like a roller bag. Exactly, Miles. See, sometimes, Miles, you add shit that makes sense.
Sometimes.
I think about other games and shit. See, now you got me elaborating this shit. No, be cool, Miles.
What?
Concrete cinder block Jenga. Like, it's big-ass cinder blocks stacked up like Jenga. And motherfuckers that'll yank the motherfucking cinder blocks out and you put it on top and shit.
That's that shit they do like in those strongman competitions.
Fuck yeah.
I don't think that's for the average Joe.
Not a party game.
Yeah, that's like for the Hans Jurgensen something.
Magnus von Magnussen.
Magnus. You need a Magnus and a Hans Jurgens somebody to play that Jenga.
How about this? How about Sofa Tetris? Now that should be fun. It's a bunch of sofas, right? And they're falling. They fucking falling from the sky and they keep stacking on top of each other.
Uh-huh.
For points. I mean, it's for points and shit, though.
Wow. That just sounds horrible.
What's the difference between motherfuckers climbing on crates and shit and sofas falling from the sky, stacking up, and you gotta keep getting points, removing the same color sofas from each section. Get points for that shit. 250,000 points, 50,000 points and shit, you know? Until it's a fucking winner, until you go to the next round.
Yeah.
And then the next round is like refrigerators and shit. Then you drop a refrigerator from the sky and they stack up different color, like stainless steel ones, the black. Very few motherfuckers with that black ass refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
If you go to somebody's house, oh, you say, oh shit, I got the black refrigerator. It's a black ass one with the leather on the front of that bitch. Yeah.
Is God dropping all of this? Have we angered God? Why is all this stuff falling out of the sky?
It's motherfucker, Miles, what the fuck you mean? Why is it falling? It's sofa Tetris, goddamn it. Where else is it gonna come from? Under the bottom? I'm not gonna give you no free points and shit. I'm not gonna give you free points. You gotta earn them goddamn points and move them goddamn sofas that have the same color. Wanda, mm-hmm. Be honest.
Yes.
Is sofa Tetris a good idea or not? If you had enough sofas to drop from the sky,
Jamie, that's absolutely ridiculous. That's dangerous.
There was a responsible parent's response right there.
Yeah.
And Hogwarts is not accredited. I looked it up.
Oh, thank you for confirming that.
Yeah, I'm happy you looked it up at least. God damn it! So at least I know not to send my goddamn kids there. Thank you.
Uh huh.
Look your mouth.
Sofas dropping from the heavens aside, what's the takeaway?
You still didn't do the positive. Miles was asking you what's the some good habits, okay. Some good things.
I think he thought that the parent who enabled the kid's delusions by saying congratulations on your acceptance at Hogwarts.
Right.
I got that there was positive affirmation in there.
Mm-hmm. Or you know, also, JB, I know you know you don't like to... You tell people don't make this shit a habit when you give them money. But, you know, sometimes there's cheerful givers. There's people who are like, hey, if someone's in need and it's a you have a habit of helping, that could be a positive thing, too. You know,
shit,
like you're blessed. So you bless others. And that can make you feel good, except if they're going to be doing that shit too much. I get what you're saying. You know, sometimes the well can run dry.
Here's what I do, Wanda. I fold my money in my pocket, small bills on the outside of the fold.
Gotcha.
So I tell everyone out there to do this shit. If you got a problematic person who keeps asking for fucking money, you know, and they ask for more than you want to give them. So they say, I need to borrow $20. Say, I ain't got 20. All I got is a few ones and a five, right? You fold your money, you fold it from the small bills on the outside. So you put your hand in your pocket, you don't take all your money out. You just grab the outside money, crumple, 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 and you pull it out and you say, hey, see, all I had was three ones and a five. And you give them $8. You give them fucking $8, see? And that way, you're not put on the spot. By pulling all your money out. I see a 20 right there. See? I see a 20 right there.
Uh-huh.
See?
I get you.
Yeah. And one I did hear about philanthropy and empathy and all those being really great habits. And those are great habits to form. I heard you.
Thank you.
And same thing with your wallet. If you got a wallet, Miles, what I always say, Miles, about a wallet?
You keep two wallets?
Two fucking wallets. Two wallets in case you get robbed. One wallet has your real shit in it, your real IDs and stuff like that. And the other wallet has doodoo in that motherfucker. See? It's called the doodoo wallet. That's what the fuck it's called. Miles, what we talk about, Miles? The doodoo wallet.
Uh-huh.
We do talk about that.
The doodoo wallet.
Let me explain to people. I don't mean doodoo as in doodoo. Real doo-doo. That's disgusting.
Okay. That's I'm glad you clarified that.
It's put something in that wallet that you don't give a fuck about.
Mm-hmm.
Old-ass credit cards. You know, $2. $2 in that bitch. So when you hand your wallet over to the person that's robbing you, they take it. They don't sit there and open the shit right in front of you. They put that shit in their pocket, see? And they run with it, see?
Right. Put like a Blockbuster card in there or something, right?
Wanda, you on page right now more than fucking miles sometimes. See? That's all I'm saying. And you call it the doo-doo wallet so you can laugh. It's for you to chuckle. You can chuckle when that motherfucker runs away and you're out of danger. You go, ha, ha, ha. You tell the story over when you get home. Baby, I got robbed today. Don't worry about it. I gave that motherfucker the doo-doo wallet. See? See? You so crazy. You so stupid. You gave him the doo-doo wallet. See? That's how you got to think about life sometimes. Life is about the doo-doo wallet.
I got it now.
Now you got it. See?
I got it.
So anyway, let's put a bow on this bitch.
Thank you.
Now, we are all born big, solid-ass rocks. We're all a rock. And at our core is the valuable stuff, people. Like a fucking pyramid. Just like a fucking pyramid. You know, now what I want to know about them goddamn pyramids is this. That big-ass structure is filled with some amazing-ass things. What I want to know is, who built them goddamn pyramids? Pyramids are still, to this day, Miles and Wanda, a fucking mystery. I mean, no one knows for sure. No one even has talked about their grandfather or grandfather's father or grandfather's father's father. You know, some old-ass relative that they knew helped build that bitch. Like, we could sit here and say, oh, because we are ancestors of fucking slaves. We could sit there and Africans from fucking Africa. We can go back there right now and trace our shit and say, hey, I'm from this goddamn tribe. You never hear people talk about my great-grandfather's grandfather's 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 father's father built that goddamn pyramid. And I mean no disrespect, but I want to know, is your family line part of that fucking amazing-ass goddamn pyramid?
You sound like someone who's cornered me on the A-train.
All I'm saying is this. It made no fucking sense. If you related to that goddamn pyramid and the people who built that bitch, there's no reason in the world you should be failing fucking math at goddamn Hogwarts.
Wow.
So here's what I'm saying.
All right.
You never hear someone's old-ass relatives telling stories about how they worked on the pyramids. And there are no ancient recipes for how the fuck it was made. You know? You always hear people talk about the recipe. The recipe for success. You know what we hear a lot too? The recipe for fucking disaster. Woo! And I do, when I say recipe, I do mean recipe. Recipes aren't all about food, people. They're about how shit gets put together. Now, as strong as we think our exteriors are, the simple and constant flow of something as unassuming as water has the ability to mold us. The ability to give us laugh lines so we fucking happy. Or thought lines so we always provocative and thinking of shit to do. A better fucking mousetrap. And those goddamn forehead lines. Woo! And not to mention, when you see a motherfucker, the back of their neck look like a goddamn pack of hot dogs. That's a motherfucker always saying yes. Always nodding his motherfucking head. Building on motherfucking hot dogs on the back of his goddamn neck. See?
Yeah, he'd also stand to lose a few.
That's what I was thinking. It was more about being a little overweight.
No, it's not overweight. In that case, it wouldn't just be hot dogs. It'll be sausages, kielbasas and shit like that. You know, bratwurst and shit. You ever see a motherfucker with a bratwurst on the back of his fucking neck? Have you?
Mm-hmm.
He should see a skin specialist.
Or breakfast sausage or some shit like that. See? See?
But you were on a nice roll here. Pardon the pun.
So the ability to give us the fucking laugh lines, the thought lines, the character lines, and those goddamn forehead lines. Our fucking skeptical lines. See? Skeptical fucking lines. See? You want my advice? Stop getting in the habit of doing negative shit. Because sometimes you start doing negative shit, you can't stop yourself. See? That becomes your fucking habit. See? Now, if you can do that, you will have pulled off a fucking miracle. You will have relieved your stress, stopped your own skepticism, and turned your switch lines upside fucking down into optimism lines. See that? Now you got optimism lines as opposed to fucking squinched up lines on your fucking face.
Also, maybe a daily regimen of cocoa butter or shea butter. Just, you don't even need all those lines. That's a lot of lines.
That's a good one, Miles. And I'm going to add this to that. Exfoliate the bullshit.
Oh, that was good.
Exfoliate the bullshit off your fucking face. Don't let motherfuckers read you before they ask you for fucking $20. See? Don't squint your face up yet. See? You just showed your hand. You just showed your hand that you don't give a fuck and you ain't got it. Stop fucking with me on fucking payday. $20. Exactly. $20 all the fucking time. Throw some shit in like you got $19.37. How about some shit like that?
Because I know you really need it. If you say $19.37, you need it.
They figured out the tax and everything.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck life is all about. Making motherfuckers believe you.
Well, JB, once again, you went into the great beyond and you seem to have gotten out of there relatively okay. Because that, I think you nailed the quote. The flow of water carves a rock a little bit at a time. Our personhood is carved too by the flow of our habits. And I would say between the two of you, it makes a lot of sense. Wanda, do you feel we're there? Are you good with this? Can you leave feeling comfortable?
A lot of things have been said. Let's just say that.
There were a lot of words, yeah.
A lot of words. And I think if you dig through and, put some of the crazy over here and separate something that's just totally just wrong.
Yeah.
To the side. Yeah. I think in the middle, you'll find enough to get something out of this.
Vaguely well said.
That was the best I could do.
Don't allow people out there, don't allow your children to look at their goddamn nose all the time.
Uh-huh.
There's no benefit, no upswing from them staring at their goddamn nose trying to get a chuckle out of your ass.
Hey, thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove.
End up being
I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar Keep Calm and Carry On. And I want to give an even specialer thanks to the classy, the elegant Wanda Sykes. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's
J.B. Smoove. And I tell people all the time that doodle wallet works. It fucking works, metaphorically speaking.
Of course.
Whole wallet full of shit. Unusable shit, but not actual shit. Metaphorically speaking, shit.
Can I go now?
Yeah, please. And send someone for me.
Okay. Thank you.
And a pack of hot dogs. That could be anything. Make people hungry looking at your neck like that. Is there buns to go with those rolls on your neck? The toppings like relish, fucking onions, sauerkrauts.
That sounds like a rap lyric. Are there buns to go with those rolls in your neck?
It doesn't have to be buns. It could be beans. Maybe it's beans and Franks.
Wanda left. Her car got her and everything.
It's just a little messy. That's a little messy on your neck.
She's gone. You realize that, right?
Now, do you put your whole neck in the hot water? Or do you just heat the beans up, pour the beans over the back of your head? And to be ankleless.
You're just going
to
keep going. I'm leaving too. Goodbye.
Ankles like a goddamn Swiffer.
This has been a Team Coco production.